SUNY is on course to become a national model for higher education in the United States. Chancellor Zimpfer is at the helm. She has developed goals and strategies designed to move the 64-college system to the head of the educational pack. She says this year's State of the University address targeted increasing access to the system.
Ensuring that students complete their degrees in a timely fashion, and then something that doesn't always get added to access and completion, and that is the success factor. Do our students graduate to have good lives and a good job and stay to live and work in New York?
Zimpfer has come up with a 3-year program to graduate students faster than the traditional 4 years of study. She is enthusiastic about it and expects Smart Track to soon be available to 25% of the university's students.
The federal government tracks graduation rates, and for years, they have used 3 years from a community college, 6 years from a 4-year college. So already people's mindset is, gee, we have to allow 3 years to make sure a student can graduate from a community college and 6 years from a baccalaureate institution. So I think what people really want to hear is, no, it's really 2 years and 4 years. So how close can we get to 4 years? And by the way, SUNY ranks fourth in the country for getting baccalaureate students graduated close to 4 years. It's 4.4 years, which is darn good. But we hear in a world where student debt and default on student loans is causing a problem for students, and some students just can't afford to go at all, that if we could reduce the time to degree even below 4 years, that would be a good thing for our students.
Zimpfer says that when her Open SUNY initiative rolls out in 2014, SUNY will use online instruction, including 10 online bachelor's degree programs, as the main tool to ease transfer, lessen the time needed to obtain a degree, and lower the cost of a degree. Zimpfer anticipates Open SUNY enrollment will reach 100,000 students within 3 years, making it the largest online education presence of any public institution in the country.
We tried to lay to rest once and for all the question, is college worth it? And, you know, if people invest in this enterprise and they spend time, and for some they're away from their families and they can't be fully employed while they're in college, to graduate and not get that good job, that's insulting. So we've got all these mechanisms now that we think will make college worth it for every student. And that was really the essence of what we put on the table.
Robert Jones is the president of the University at Albany. He encourages students to take as many credits as comfortably possible to get the 120 or 130 necessary to graduate.
Because otherwise, the longer you stay at the institution, the greater the costs are, the greater the costs are to the families, and the greater the costs are to the university. Now, is a college degree worth it? And I think a resounding response is absolutely. It's very much important to the economic vitality of not only the region, but the state and the nation.
Among other new SUNY initiatives, Chancellor Zimpfer outlined in her address, implementing common data systems across all SUNY campuses in 2014 and the establishment by 2015 of a SUNY Innovation Hub, which will combine next-generation research along with academic and workforce training, put together with input from the state's regional economic development councils. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.